Clashes erupted in parts of Indian disputed Jammu and Kashmir, where people defied a 6 days long curfew. Many people were left dead and wounded. The chaos began after New Delhi clamped down on the entire disputed territory to contain the widespread protests against a controversial decision to annex the UN-mandated disputed Jammu and Kashmir region into Indian Federal Union. Pakistan has denounced the clampdown.
IOK has been converted into the largest prison in the world and in the history of mankind. More than 14 million humans are incarcerated in their homes. The Indian government has stationed over 9,900,000 troops, and the Kashmiris are denied access to any form of communication. Cellular and internet services have been blocked. The region is awaiting a looming humanitarian crisis as there is a shortage of food and medicines, which risks the lives of people living in the region.
The situation inside disputed Jammu and Kashmir is very tense. Observers say that the clampdown by India may backfire, and this may push both nuclear-armed nations towards yet another conflict over the disputed region. In latest reaction, Pakistan cancelled a bus linking Lahore with India's capital New Delhi, the last remaining public transport between two nuclear-armed neighbors.
Pakistan is definitely following an offensive diplomacy against India. For the very first time, Pakistan is going to observe Indian Independence Day, 15th of August, as a black day. It has disbanded its two train services, one bus services, discontinued all the trade relations, and it has also asked the Indian ambassador to go back to India.
Kashmir has been split between India and Pakistan since their partition in 1947. Both countries claim all of Kashmir and have fought three wars over the territory. The two sides' relation nosedived in February when over 40 Indian paramilitaries were killed in a bomb attack in Kashmir. New Delhi blamed Pakistan-based militants, but Islamabad denied any involvement. Javed Rana, Press TV, Islamabad.